Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Great British Bake Off is back on our screens tonight. Great Wilbraham's Ian Cumming was a finalist on Series 6 of the show, and he's on the nightline now. Hello, Ian.
Good morning.
So, just go back a couple of years. What's the feeling as you go into the tent for the first time? What's it like?
You know what I always likened it to was 20 odd years ago. I did a parachute jump. And standing in the doorway of this open plane, thinking, what the hell am I doing here?
That sounds terrifying.
a sort of mixture of fear and excitement, I think you put it down to.
Yeah, I guess it's also difficult because there'll be the contestants in the new series. They'll be sitting down at home tonight. I don't know if they'll all be watching it, but they'll be knowing exactly what happens because this, presumably, the filming would have completed weeks ago.
Yeah, I reckon they're probably filming it during the heat of the heat wave, you know, right at the top of the heat wave, really. So I reckon the story's told. They all know what the deal is. And I reckon they've probably had quite a difficult time in the tent this year. I think it's been quite interesting to see how they're going to muddle by.
Yeah, what was the weather like when you were there? Was it, I'm trying to remember now, fairly even, I would have thought.
We were quite lucky, actually. It was really quite cold to start with. So they had sort of heaters in the tent. But there was no way to cool things down. So, it was sort of a few sort of damp weekends, which troubled people's caramels, but nothing worse than that, really. Because the whole trick with it, really, is, you know, you've got to cook something, you've got to get it hot, and then you've got to cool it down as quick as you can. So, and that's the tricky bit, and I think they would have had a really tough time as a result of that. Could be an interesting one. Disasters.
Yeah, we were having a chat earlier. Was it your year when there was the baked Alaska gates, when the lady took it out of the freezer and the guy just had a meltdown, literally, and threw it in the bin?
Yeah, that was the year before me. Another Ian, actually. Didn't have quite such dramas in our year. But it was interesting for our year. They did, when there was anything that did involve a fair bit of freezer work, we all got our own freezers.
Yeah, okay, they learned that lesson from the previous year.
Yeah, lesson learned for everyone.
I guess we needn't worry too much about Channel 4 taking things over. A few changes in personnel, but generally speaking, it seemed to be the same old bake-off, really.
It does, really. Yeah, I sort of got the suspicion that they might sort of shake things up a bit and, I don't know, move it from a lovely country estate to a sort of, I don't know, estate in East London or something like that. But it's very much exactly the same, you know, well tried and tested formula.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's moved Channel 4 and a few changes with Mel and Sue and Mary. But otherwise, yeah, it's very much the same as before.
It does
really
seem to be,
it?
Doesn't it? Although there has been talk, they've planned a vegan week
That's a bit Channel 4.
That's a bit Channel 4. That's quite tricky.
Yeah,
what would you do for a vegan bake?
Well, you know what? I had some for the Great Wilbraham Village show a few weeks ago. We had to do. Decided to do it this year for the first time in a few years, for obvious reasons. And there was a vegan bake there, and I had to turn to the internet, and I was quite surprised, actually. I did a chocolate vegan cake, and it was all right, you know. You haven't got butter, you haven't got eggs. What are you going to put in there? So, but it worked out all right. I could say I came first in it. But as my son, who always likes to keep me well grounded, said, "Dad, you're also last in it because you're the only entry in that field."
Thanks, son.
Saves any embarrassing questions, really, on that. Do you watch Bake Off? Even though, obviously, a couple of years since you were in it, do you feel a need to watch it and to see, or would you watch it anyway? I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I do like to watch it. I mean, it does amuse me, and I sort of. Yeah, I do feel for these bakers, that sort of, you know, that tension as the end of the challenge sort of comes up, and thinking, oh, geez, man, yeah, I can remember that, having to bake to these ridiculous time schedules where every minute counted. Yeah, I mean, if I'm out and about, I can happily miss an episode, but I do enjoy watching it still.
Yeah, you're still in touch.
It's great TV,
yeah.
Isn't it?
No, absolutely. Are you still in touch with any of the people from your year?
Yeah, we are, actually. I mean, we had some, from my year, earlier this year, we did the Baker's Dozen of us did the London Marathon.
Ah, yes.
Which is really nice, actually. So there were sort of, there's three of us from my year, myself, Matt and Alvin, and lots of other bakers from other years, which is really, really good way to actually get to know others.
Mm.
We occasionally manage to meet up, but we are very spread out across the country. So sadly, not quite as much as we'd like to.
Mm.
We're always going to have that sort of weird bonding experience.
Have you heard that Netflix is making a version of Bake Off for the United States?
Oh, are they?
Yes.
No, I haven't heard that.
And we've been talking this morning about who should present it. Do you have any ideas?
Ooh. Well, as in, it's going to be all done in America. It's not sort of going to... Because they did do some funny version where they brought Americans over to the UK and then cooked in the tent.
Oh, did they? Oh, didn't know about that. Yeah. So do other countries borrow the tent?
What?
Yeah, well, so that's certainly what they did. It was kind of weird, and I didn't think it really... I think it did one series, and it obviously didn't work.
Uh-huh.
I think there's sort of something that just suits the whole sort of British mentality.
Yeah, tea and cake,
well,
isn't it?
I think they struggle to sort of replicate in the US. I mean, the fact that, the sort of the prize is just a cake stand at the end there. US television slightly struggles to get its head around. It's like, even there's no $100,000 prize or anything. And I got a bunch of flowers. So,
oh, dear.
It's kind of weird British TV, really, isn't it?
It's much like our sport, isn't it? They don't understand how we can watch 90 minutes and be happy with 0-0, like when they're scoring 20 points every time they touch the ball.
There's also cricket. What are they like cricket? Yes. It's high scores. What's it like?
That's true, isn't it?
Lovely to speak to you this morning. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Well, I hope... Be interesting to see what happens, eh?
Could be
good TV this year, I think.
Yeah. we shall be following it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Ian Cumming, from Great Wilbraham, finalist, we now learn, in the vegan cake competition at the Great Wilbraham Village Fete. It is, oh dear, about to do some travel, 19 before 9 now.